The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I have an in for Pat this week. There are serious concerns about the future of a large number of jobs in Belfast. This is emerging because Boeing has acquired in a €4.7 billion deal to buy Spirit AeroSystems, formerly known as the iconic Shorts Brothers factory in Belfast. To explain what the risks and the problem is, it's a pleasure to welcome Alan Perry, Senior Officer with the GMB Trade Union in Northern Ireland. Welcome to the programme, Alan. Tell us the backstory to this, please.
Yeah, good morning, Ivan. First and foremost, I'm sure your listeners will know Shorts are the factory has been on the iconic site in Belfast, close to the Harland & Wolff shipyard, for over 115 years. It's one of the largest employers in Belfast, with over 3,500 people employed directly through the company. And then you will have of the additional staff through the supply chain. We have known for quite some time that Spirit AeroSystems were in discussions with Boeing and Airbus. And our fears were sort of confirmed on Monday when the announcement was made that Boeing is taking over Spirit AeroSystems. But Airbus is taking over the production of its wing, which is manufactured in Belfast. And that is then creating the problem because 40% of the workforce work in Airbus and the rest of the workforce work on various contracts. And that's where the dilemma lies now. What is going to happen to those 60% of the workforce?
Sorry, is it the work for Airbus that's at risk or the other work?
No, the other work is at risk. The Airbus work, which makes up roughly 40% of the workforce, is secure in relation to that continuing. The concern arises now in relation to the other 60% of the workforce who carry out work for a number of other providers and what's going to happen to them.
No, because Airbus and Boeing are global competitors. So, like, yes. Is a Boeing company now owned going to service Airbus? Is that sustainable?
That's obviously, again, as part of the dilemma, because as you rightly say, they are both competitors. And therefore, then I'm sure Boeing would not allow Airbus to obviously work in one of its factories. So that is the genuine concern going forward. What exactly is going to happen around the long-term viability of the factory? And certainly over the past number of months, we have been campaigning both locally and across the water at Westminster and even through the Biden administration in relation to keeping the Belfast factory intact as one identity.
Okay, so tell me about this 60% of the work that's non-Airbus. Who is that for? And surely if Boeing, like anyone, buys a company for $4.7 billion, they're looking to have an opportunity to grow that business, to look at new sales and servicing opportunities. You'd hardly buy it to close it down, would you?
Well, I suppose that's the million-dollar question. At this precise moment in time, Ivan, you know, the trade unions, while, as I say, we have sort of been aware of discussions, we have not obviously been involved. These have been taking place, you know, across the Atlantic. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's about securing these jobs and what actually does the future hold. And at this precise moment in time, it is very much the unknown. We are unsure just exactly what is going to happen. I mean, obviously, the workforce that carries out what we effectively know as the non-Airbus contracts do it for a wide range of companies like Bombardier. There's some from Honda, there's some from Rolls-Royce as well, and some private manufacturers as well. So again, there's a lot of uncertainty, and that's roughly around 2,500 people.
What are you calling on the economy minister, the Northern Ireland government, or the British government to do?
I mean, prior to obviously the election being called across the water in Westminster, I mean, we have been engaging, as I say, with the economy minister up north here in Conor Murphy, also with InvestNI. We've also been engaging directly with the Department of Trade and Industry at Westminster. No doubt come tomorrow when we know who the next Prime Minister is going to be, we'll be engaging directly with what is perceived to be a Labour government coming in with that administration in relation to see what they can do. But ultimately, you know, the clock is ticking and we have to move fast.
So what ideally would you like them to do?
I mean, ultimately, what we want is the factory or the base to be kept as it is in relation to the ongoing work, because that will safeguard, you know, the core workforce of around 3,500 people. The dilemma we have is what is Boeing going to do with those contracts that aren't effectively Boeing? And therefore, then, you know, we need answers, and we need answers very quickly.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering if it's unnecessary fears. I mean, surely the bigger story is that Boeing have had really serious alarms on the basis that they outsourced all their parts for their planes and so on. And they've now made a sea change to bring it under their direct control, the A to Z of their production system of a plane. And that's the reason for the purchase. And surely, therefore, you know, that extra capacity that they're now bringing in-house is potentially an opportunity.
But the problem we have here, Ivan, is that the factory in Belfast does not do any work for Boeing. So it doesn't. So therefore, then there's no Boeing products being made here in Belfast. So that is a genuine concern, exactly what is going to happen, given the fact is that the majority of the work is carried out on Boeing work as well.
Is the company profitable?
It's like anything. Obviously, it has its difficulties, and I think Spirit AeroSystems were quite clear around their finances and everything else. But ultimately, I think this is about trying to safeguard those jobs. I mean, as I said at the top of the segment, Short Brothers, who was the original factory and is iconic in the aerospace industry, and not only in Belfast but throughout the world, has been there 115 years. 3,500 people work here. In the factory, you have a number of people obviously working the supply chain, which we estimate is roughly around £10 million pounds worth in relation to that. So there's a lot at stake here, and that's why we're doing all we can from a trade union's point of view to engage with the relevant people to safeguard the long-term future.
Well, given the number of jobs, it makes absolute sense to be vigilant and to be concerned. We're glad to highlight the situation. We've seen with Harland and Wolff the decline in relation to certain jobs, shipbuilding and so on, over the decades from its historic position. My thanks to Alan Perry, Senior Officer with the GMB Trade Union in Northern Ireland, who are looking to get assurances as to the future of the 2,500 jobs in Belfast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.